a Rayo Original Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Rise with Roxy Season 3, which is officially kicking off with our first guest on the 5th of January. But I wanted to come on to celebrate 2026 and share some thoughts around the year ahead for all of you. I cannot actually believe we are finally here. A new year, a new opportunity, a new beginning, and I don't know about you, but there is definitely something about the start of a new year that for me feels so, so exciting. Some people really don't like that sort of new year, new me thing, but I love it. Why not use this time and opportunity for fresh energy, fresh possibility, making changes? I am all for it, and not in a kind of really pressure-filled way, but in a way where we are just looking for clarity, hope, motivation, excitement. I'm completely here for it. And I think that when we come to the new year, it really gives us a moment to sort of pause. And naturally, we start to become really reflective on what the last year taught us. I start thinking a lot about what I want to let go of, what didn't work for me last year, what was holding me back, what was draining my energy, but also thinking about what did work, what I did learn, what helped me to grow, what made me feel supported, or who made me feel supported. And that can really help me to define where we're going, what we want this year, next year to look like. And I thought today, as we have this kind of like new year energy, that I could share some of the things that really did support me in this last year, things that I learned that helped support me physically, mentally, emotionally, and just a little bit of my sort of, I suppose you could call it a wellness protocol. And these are habits and practices that just made me feel my best so that I could unlock potential and I could, you know, do great things. And my hope that something here resonates or inspires you to create your own version in a way that feels like you are supporting yourself rather than overwhelming yourself. But before I do that, I just have one little plug to make, which is that tomorrow night on January the 2nd, I am starting my first ever manifestation course. It is going to be 5 webinars spaced over 16 days. We're kicking off tomorrow night with a vision board webinar. 3,000 of you attended last year. I'm so excited to see you back there. You can just attend the vision board webinar alone, or you can come to the whole course, which also has WhatsApp community, daily messages from me, workbooks. It's going to be incredible. And if you are really looking to up-level your 2026, do join us. All the details are on my website, www.roxynafusi.com. Okay, thank you for letting me do that quickly. And I'm sorry to interlude with what felt like an ad. But let's go into my new year wellness protocol. Okay, so think of these not as rules, but just like practices that can help you feel more grounded and regulated. Wellness really should feel something that makes you feel good. It's not supposed to feel demanding or something that makes you put extra pressure on yourself. We definitely all have enough pressure from everything in our lives. We do not need to add to it. And this is also not about doing something all the time, 100% perfectly. People become so obsessed with their routines and their habits and their practices, and then they just kind of, I just think it can actually have as much of a detrimental effect as not doing anything at all when you become so rigid that you don't allow for the flexibility and joy of like life and randomness and spontaneity. Okay, so let's go on to my first foundation, which is supplements. I just really, really love supplements, and I get asked a lot about which supplements I take. I've used supplements as part of my kind of wellness routine for years and years and years, and for me, I see a significant difference. I feel like my immune system is stronger. I have more energy. I feel better in all different areas of my life. I've spoken to lots and lots of people, like sort of experts on what are the best supplements to take. But of course, it is individual. So these are really what work for me. And I'm sharing them in case you want to try them. But of course, you have to be, you know, check in with yourself, your own progress, see what is working. And we'll share these in the notes as well so that you can have a clear list of them so you don't have to remember them or scribble them down right now. Okay, so the first one for me that I would say that I introduced in 2025 that really changed my life was Apetamy, which is a symbiotic tablet for gut health and digestion. It's basically like a pre and probiotic at the same time. I had such severe bloating that it really was impacting my everyday life. Like I couldn't eat anything without being in pain afterwards. And it was just actually really not helping my relationship with food because I felt scared to eat things. And when I'd go to restaurants, I knew I'd be in pain afterwards, which made socializing less fun. And since I've been taking this, I just can't describe it. Like I just have not had I haven't bloated. Like I've never had that in my life. Anyway, it's absolutely worked for me. It's incredible. The second thing I introduced this year was actually because of Dr. Nicola Conlon, who came on the show, and that was the Nichido Time Plus. So it's like NAD, which is a supplement that's widely regarded as being helpful for longevity, but it's kind of, she explained really well, and if you want to go listen back to the episode, you can, but she explained why this particular supplement actually works and why whenever I tried other NAD supplements or I tried those drips, which last hours and make you feel horrible, didn't work. But I would say that I feel like just so much more energized. In the beginning of the year, I remember thinking, it was with Ollie Patrick. I was like, I just feel tired all the time. Like, what is wrong with me? And I can't imagine saying that now. And I'm sure the supplement has something to do with it because it is meant to be really good for cellular health and sustained energy. So yeah, it is quite a price. It's definitely pricey, but it's amazing. The other thing that I introduced this year was electrolytes. I love them. Look, Eve, I think they're amazing. I think they give me more energy. I think they help me with water retention. Because they taste so good, they just get me drinking more water anyway. So regardless of whatever the benefits are, I at least for sure know that I'm more hydrated because of it. I use Humantra, love. They dissolve really, really easily in water, which is like key. So I use their black cherry and their apricot flavors are my favorite. And then I also love the Will powders, a watermelon one, because it's got a diuretic. So especially us women who have water retention and puffiness, I would say that is my beauty secret, having one of those every morning because it like keeps me feeling a little bit more snatched. I've started using Revive Collagen. I've read so many reviews about the brand and then I met Sam Fairs actually and she was so lovely and she very kindly sent me some to try and I was hooked. Other things that I take, so Omega with CoQ10, which I get from a brand called Thorn, magnesium glycinate, vitamin B complex, zinc. I take magnesium citrate and Triphala at night to help with bowel movement and deep sleep. But yeah, those are like loads of products that I just love. In fact, I do take quite a lot. When my friends came over for dinner the other night, I hadn't taken my morning supplements. So at the beginning of dinner, I'd like started taking my morning supplements. Then I went and had some of my Lemmy gummies. Then I was taking my evening one and they were like, fucking hell, how much do you take? And I actually hadn't considered how much I do a day. We worked out that I have about 5 times more supplements that I take every day than I do herbs in my kitchen. I have 4 herbs in my kitchen. The good ones, by the way, garlic, paprika, mixed herbs and cinnamon. What more do you need? So yeah, there is quite a lot. Take what you want of it, but yeah, I think they make me feel good. I feel like they help me to do lots of different things and juggle lots of things and do it feeling like I'm enjoying it. Okay, foundation 2, I would say, is nature as a non-negotiable. I'll be honest, I wasn't really like a nature gal. I'm such a city person. I remember when I met Wolf's dad and he's Australian, he's obsessed with nature and I was a bit like, eye roll. I was probably a bit dismissive of it. And also you always hear people like, oh, just take a walk in nature. And I was like, oh, whatever. And then actually speaking to so many experts about what nature actually does to our nervous system, I really have understood the importance and I shouldn't have been dismissive of it. The fact is that we are so overloaded with information, we're so overstimulated, we're so overworked, we're doing so many different things. Our nervous system is just shot. And so nature is like a free way to just give ourselves something back that will help regulate our nervous systems, give us back some energy, help us to feel good. And I have started being really committed to even just like, oh God, everyone says it. I feel like it sounds so annoying, but like even just like a 10, 15 minute walk. And that for me might be just like getting Wolf out the door. And we'll, you know, if we always get a morning coffee on the way to dropping him to school. And so I'll park like further away so we can walk to the coffee shop and then walk back and then carry on the journey to school. And I love it. And look, I know it's winter, but personally speaking, I'm a big fan of the cold. I thrive in the cold. You've just got to dress for winter, okay? Thermals, loads of layers, tights, layer up. And then it's not an excuse. And then your face is so nice and cold and your body's warm. That, for me, is honestly heaven. It's so refreshing. I actually, now I can't wait to go outside and get in the cold. And yeah, just one kind of last thing on that is that remember that the reason it's so powerful is that nature reminds your body that it's safe, and safety is of course really healing. And you know, Dr. Tara Swart told me that fact in the first season. She said that when you hear the sound of birds, that is your body knowing it's safe, and it starts to de-stress because birds only sing when there's no predators around. So I thought that was so amazing. And so if you hear the sound of birds when you're out on your walk, that's also going to help your nervous system to relax because it starts to feel safe. Foundation number three for me is affirmations and meditation. So I obviously speak about affirmations and meditation so much in my work. It's so important as part of the manifesting process, but it's also just really important for that kind of internal dialogue. You know, the way that we speak to ourselves, our inner voice, is so important for how we actually feel. And I can't remember the exact experiment, but I saw it the other day about there was an experiment where people would speak at these crystals and they would speak either negatively or positively. And when they were spoken to negatively, the crystals wouldn't form inside the water. I'm going to find it and I'm going to make a post about it explaining that experiment again, because it was just another reminder of how important our inner voice is for the way that we kind of feel and the opportunity we have to thrive as individuals. So affirmations for me are a really powerful tool that we can use because we can simply replace negative thoughts with them. We can use them to set our intentions for the day. We can use them to end our day, to go into that kind of, to make sure that we're going to sleep with some happy, lovely thoughts so that we're not allowing our subconscious to just ruminate on the negative before we go to bed. Affirmations, which is just like a positive affirming statement, is a really important part of my own practice, but also with that, meditation as well. Meditation, I would say, it just increases my capacity for stress. And that would be like the easiest way for me to explain it. When I give myself even 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes of deep breathing, being still, noticing the rise and fall of my breath, perhaps doing a particular breathing exercise, even just that short amount of time, I notice that I have, so much more patience within the day. It's something that I find really, really important for me being able to just cope with the responsibilities of life. Okay, let's go on to my next foundation. Foundation four is prioritizing good quality sleep. Okay, so sleep became one of my sort of biggest non-negotiables in 2025. And not just for the number of hours. In fact, okay, I got an Oura ring this year, which if you've listened to the podcast, you'll know because I talk about it way too much. And also, it ruins every one of my photo shoots. This Oura ring has so much airtime. I don't know why they're not paying me yet, but here's us manifesting 2026 partnership. Okay, so I got an Oura ring and I had always thought I was a really good sleeper and I would always go to bed early and I was really anxious about getting enough hours sleep. And what I learned was that while I was getting enough hours in bed, the quality of my sleep was dire. There's three different stages of sleep: light sleep, deep sleep and REM. And deep sleep and REM sleep are where you actually have the recovery, the regeneration, where you strengthen your immune system, where you repair, where you process emotions throughout the day. And some nights I would have honestly 24 minutes of deep sleep. And it's supposed to be somewhere between 1 to 3 hours. And so I realized that, yeah, I was getting to bed early, but I wasn't getting this good quality sleep. And what, again, Ollie Patrick taught me in our episode together on Rise was that to go into deep sleep, you have to feel safe. And if your nervous system and your mind and body don't feel safe, then you won't go into deep sleep, because from an evolutionary point of view, that meant you could be in danger. And so you'd keep yourself on high alert and stay on that light sleep, in that light sleep zone. So I started to really understand how that I needed to do certain things to make sure that I was going to sleep with the right mindset, in the right environment, having my room cold. I now sleep with the window open, making sure that I was really staying off my phone before bed, doing something to help me unwind in the right way. For example, like I don't watch any kind of TV shows that might cause me anxiety. There's no fucking kidnapping, like dramas or docuseries, murders, or any of that. I just cannot. For me, it's a teen rom-com and that's as far as I go. Let's keep it light, keep it joyful. And that really helps me. And being able to track what works and what doesn't has been really good. I also use this great supplement called Diom, Rested, which is herbal, not melatonin, and just really helps me go into like that deeper sleep. It's so obvious that sleep helps everything. You know, if we look at children when they have bad sleep, how much their mood changes, we are the same. I'd almost say if there was like one thing to change this year and you just wanted to choose one thing, like prioritize sleep, because sleep really is the foundation of everything. Like if you sleep better, you'll have more energy for movement, you'll make better food choices, you'll handle stress better, you'll feel better emotionally. Everything really can be improved when you have good quality sleep. So foundation five is protecting my nervous system. I think our nervous systems are really, can be fragile, and they need our support. And so this for me really meant just being more intentional with how much sort of stimulation, pressure and expectation I was allowing in my life. And so this can come from like setting good boundaries. It can changing what you say yes to, what you commit to, who you allow around you. Some people are not good for your nervous system. They don't make you feel good. They don't make you feel safe and supported. But also finding different things that could help me on a more physical level. So for example, I discovered sound baths in 2025, which is using like that healing sound frequency, which was absolutely life-changing for me. I love, love, love them. I don't really do any high-intensity training. I mean, I hardly train at all, to be honest. But when I do find myself in the gym, I will do hatha yoga, which is like a really slow yoga, or I do yin yoga, which is even slower than that. You basically like hold a position for 4 minutes. But that for me is much more important than doing a workout, because for me, my priority is keeping my nervous system in check, because I know I have a tendency to be overstimulated, have an elevated heart rate, burn out, and then feel shit. So yeah, and then the last thing that I really try to commit to is not working after 6 p.m., which is not like super rigid, but I absolutely do it as much as I can, and it definitely helps. And then actually just mentioning quickly, another thing I did this year was prioritize more time with my family. And the reason being, because when we're with people that make us feel comfortable, we really do just express a different side of ourselves, I think is so healing in nature. So I really just ask you to ask yourselves, who do you feel safest with? Who do you feel calmest with? Who do you feel most comfortable with? And really consider how this year you could commit more time and energy to those people in your life and less to the people that perhaps drain you. Okay, then the last foundation is gratitude. Gratitude has always been a constant for me in my life. It is, I think, the foundation of happiness. I think that a happy life is not about reaching goals. It's about appreciating life's small, mundane, ordinary moments of joy. It's the antidote to so much. So a small gratitude practice, I think, can be incredibly, incredibly powerful. And there's so many different ones you can try. But my one that I always share is that positivity journal. So writing down in chronological order at night, just all the little good moments from the day, and realizing that each day is filled with so many of them. So yeah, those are my kind of foundations. And it's been really nice to actually say them out loud, even for me as well, because it's reminded me what my priorities are and this year to make me feel my best. And remember, this really isn't about setting yourself, and everyone says it, I know you know it already, but it's not about setting yourself these really extreme goals, or you need to do this 7 days a week, or you need to spend half an hour meditating or an hour in the gym every day. You know, it doesn't need to be something that feels overwhelming. In fact, I don't really think what you do is that important. What actually matters is that you are consistent with it. You know, that is going to do more for our self-esteem, self-trust, self-discipline than anything else. So choose a few things that you think will help you to thrive this year and be consistent with them. But consistency doesn't mean 100%, okay? It just means most of the time. That's what I think consistency is. I guess I just want to say, happy 2026, everyone. Have a great fucking year. Go get it. Set your goals. Believe you're worthy of receiving them, because you are. Commit to healing. Commit to yourselves. You only have one life. You will only see 2026 once. So make it a good one. And if you are joining me on my manifest course, I will see you tomorrow night online, or tonight, whenever you're listening to this. And if you're listening to this after January the 2nd, you can always sign up, join in halfway through, watch the playbacks of any that you missed. Before I forget, I will see you for the very first episode on January the 5th. It is one of my favorite ever conversations. The whole team went out like absolutely buzzing. Follow the show, share with friends, share on social media. It helps more than you know. I would be so, so, so grateful. See you for the interviews every Monday, and every Thursday are your bonus episodes with me. We also have a very special one coming up with astrologer Debbie Frank. So look out for that, because that's all about manifesting with astrology, which I know you guys are going to love. Sending everyone lots of love and a happy, happy new year. Bye.